We've been trying to have a baby for 8 years, and it's not going to happen. We did a last-ditch IVF in October of last year. I was 42, and you know, Jake is always big on, you know, follow your dreams, do your passion, and I'll never forget turning to you in the locker room, putting on the scrubs and everything, and I said to you, thank you for letting me follow my dream here. I know this is very expensive and it's such a long shot. I'm 42, my eggs are old, and you know, the likelihood of this working is so minute, but this is my dream, and to have our own biological kids, and you know, thank you. This is huge. And I think, you know, for us to both look at it that way is like this is something we're going after and we're doing it together was really great.
Yeah.
And then it didn't work. And it's affected my entire life. You know, well, do I take this job? I don't know. I might be pregnant. Or, you know, do I eat this? I don't know. It's sushi. I might be pregnant. Can we plan a trip for the summer? I don't know. What I expect to be pregnant by that day. I mean, I don't think people realize every single thing it affects and every.
It defines your life just as much as having kids does.
I mean, I remember about a year ago thinking, what am I going to do if I don't have a kid? And it dawned on me, and I was like, wait a minute. You don't have a kid. What are you doing right now? You're going to work. You're hanging out with your friends. You love your husband. You love your home. Like, you're okay. And it's such a horrible journey to go through. And I'm really grateful that you've been by my side through it all.
No, we've been doing it together. I mean, you have a different experience of it than I do.
They say it's like having post-traumatic stress syndrome, or it's like surviving cancer. It's as tragic.
I almost think of it as if we survived a disease. Because if you think about it, it has all the same characteristics of a disease. There are symptoms. There's, you know, the things that can help it. There are things that cannot help it. And we just happen to be the people that technology hasn't caught up to yet to help the problem. You know, both of us have sort of been always thought that our lives are going to go to one specific point. It's not a really unreasonable thing to think. Most people do have children, and that's what they do. That's what we're here to do.
Right.
I mean, if you look at it from a purely evolutionary standpoint, we are here to reproduce, to perpetuate our genes, and to get to that point where you realize that that's probably not going to happen. I mean, more now than ever, I believe that. You know, that's a very devastating thing
So
because.
what are we here for then?
What are you here for? Right. And it's devastating and liberating too, because now you don't have to take that path.
Right, and I think by closing the door on this, just because my advanced maternal age, you know, running out of time, it's almost liberating. You know, I mean, for 8 years to be thinking, are we going to have a baby? Am I going to be pregnant this month? Am I going to be pregnant? I feel like I'm reaching a turning point in my life where I can say, let's do something. What am I going to do with my life?